Prayer of Jabez. There was a book came out some years ago, all emphasizing you can get anything you want. All you have to do is analyze the prayer of Jabez, and it's a magic genie bottle. But it's Bible truth that we need to understand, and an example of the Bible. Interesting, singular situation. We find it in 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. It says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez," that is sorrowful, the King James margin says, "saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst," in the Hebrew, "if thou wilt, bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that mine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me, do me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." So here we have the story of a man who knew how to pray. He knew how to work through prayer. And all that we know of this man is found here. This is not a brief excerpt from a longer story about Jabez. This is all we have. This passage memorialized him as a man of prayer who labored for God through prayer. I want you to notice three things about this account: the man, his prayer, and the answer he received. The man who prayed, Jabez, was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." Two matters concerning his history are mentioned: his adverse background. His mother called his name Jabez, and the word in all likelihood comes from being sorrowful, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." And since almost every birth is accompanied by pain and sorrow, it's unlikely that this child among his brothers were named sorrowful because of labor pains. The implication seems to be his name was given because of the circumstances surrounding his conception and birth. It was a sorrowful time. It's not explained to us. Perhaps particularly to his mother, perhaps particularly to the family, perhaps particularly to him. It doesn't explain. But his name was given because of the circumstances surrounding his conception and birth. The name literally means causing pain or sorrow. So that could refer to him causing pain to his mother or causing pain to his family in some way. Whether this refers to the child himself or to the condition of the family at the time, we do not know, but there was some cause of sorrow. So Jabez had a family circle, but his mother and brothers are left nameless. He is identified here as a person who prayed and God answered. Interesting. Some people are born to privilege and wealth. Their success in life is taken for granted. When a child is born under sad conditions, little hope is held for his success. Jabez then is the exception. So the first matter of his history is his adverse background. The second, his outstanding honor. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. The Hebrew word for honorable in this particular form means to be made heavy, to be honored, enjoy honor, be made abundant, to get oneself glory or honor, or to gain glory. This idea of being heavy is like it's a weighty thing that he received. Early Jewish writers connected Jabez to the town. There's only two Jabezes mentioned in the Bible, this man and a town. Seems to be close to Bethlehem, which seemed to be a family of scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Cherethites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukshathites. These are Kenites that came out of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. Kenites, you remember that Moses' father-in-law was a Kenite. They were related to the Midians, the Midianites. They these Jewish rabbis concluded that Jabez was a doctor of the law because of this connection to this town of scribes, then the Jewish Targum adds, and wiser in the law than his brethren. That was how they interpreted his being honorable. Now you have to recognize that these are students of the law who wanted to talk about a man who was more honorable, and so they decided to call him of their own stripe based on an imagined connection to this. So they imagined that his scholarship drew so many around him to learn that the place became known by his name. And there's, however, no known connection between the man and the town. So it's just imagination. And they had a kind of a mystical sense of connection that if the words were the same, it must have a meaning the same. The only thing we know for sure is that he was a man of prayer. This is, of course, a field of endeavor open to every believer. This is, to me, the encouragement of this story. I was noticing just now downstairs the concise dictionary speaking about Jabez. It is a beautiful instance of individual faith which rose to the privileges of God's earthly people counted on the God of Israel. The Fawcett Dictionary, Jabez, the son of sorrow, by prayerful faith, inherited joy in the end. Prayer was the secret of his being more honorable than his brethren. Rather than being more honorable, and then he prayed, Fawcett thinks that it was, in fact, his prayer life that made him more honorable. And then the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia says, the head of a family of Judah, known for his honorable character, though his mother bare him with sorrow, the same play upon word occurs in his prayer, that it may not, that it be not to my sorrow, using a form of his name. His request was granted, and the sorrow implied by his ominous name was averted by prayer, someone guessed, a man named Dimelo. It was quoted there. So these scholars writing about all the different things in the Bible pinpoint Jabez as a man who rose to prominence primarily by prayer. Jabez did not allow the circumstances of his birth to make him feel restricted in the blessings of God. He did not consider himself doomed to a life of failure. This man is brought up in the passage for this one reason, to showcase his success in life as a result of prayer. Now, we've looked at prayer in lots of different ways. This is individual prayer. This is prayer for God's help in the work that God's given you to do. So we look secondly at the prayer that he prayed. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest, or the Hebrew, if thou wilt, bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me or do me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Notice then to whom he prayed. He called on the God of Israel. This, of course, could refer to the God of Jacob, the man whose name was changed to Israel, or more likely to the nation itself. This was early enough. It could refer to the man, but probably the nation, as God was the God of the nation of Israel. Jabez thought of himself as a member of the great nation of Israel. God's record, past record of helping Israel, had already been given fully in the Bible. Jabez understood that God had entered into a covenant with the nation so that he could call upon him with the full assurance of faith that he would receive an audience with the Lord. John is to tell us in 1 John that if he hears our petition, we have it. To hear us doesn't mean that he notices that we're speaking. It means that he gives us a hearing. So the prayer request has to fit for him to give it a hearing. But if he does, then we have it. Christians have been brought near to God through Christ's new covenant. That new covenant is the salvation by grace and the ability to simply have God in our heart and his law in our mind. So we are brought close, and so we can pray. Now, how he prayed, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest," this is actually in the form of a vow. It's like Jacob's vow in Genesis 28:20-21. Jacob vowed a vow saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Jehovah be my God, shall the Lord be my God." So this is the vow that if you do this, then I will do this. What's interesting here is that Jabez doesn't finish this vow. Such vows were often uttered in prayer at the time of a man was entering into an important or critical activity. So we don't know what he was vowing to do if God would take care of him, if God would answer this prayer. But it may be that one of those times when it was fulfilled before he could even finish the prayer. We don't know the exact circumstances around this, but God sometimes does that, answering even before the asking was complete. Here is a vow saying that if you will do this for me, and then perhaps implying I'll be whatever you want. Then what did he pray? "Bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." So he asks for a divine blessing. Bless me indeed. This is where the former book kind of went off the track, where it was all about asking for material blessing. You just count on God for it. The true blessing is not in the stuff. Jabez considered the divine blessing of greater importance than material things, and so he made it his first request. Matthew Poole says it this way: "I trust not to mine own or people's valor, but only to thy blessing and help." Imagining that's what Jabez was saying. So Jabez knew that without God's blessing, all other things are of but little value. So in this, Jabez recognized a truth that many Israelites forgot when they turned to the idols of the nations around them. And Ephesians 1:3 reminds us, "Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." Then he asks for divine enlargement. Enlarge my coast, or enlarge my border. Jabez was praying for more land to possess. Now, I would say here, before we condemn this request as greedy and selfish, let's consider the background of the promise, of the request. On the one hand, Jabez may have been preparing to take more of God's promised land from the Canaanites. Back in Joshua 13:1, "Now Joshua was old and stricken in years. The Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed." They hadn't finished the work. So Jabez, instead of letting things lay as they were, seems to be one who said, "I'm going to take God at his promise and ask him to help me do this." So if this is the case, Jabez is pictured as asking God to give him more of that which he had promised to his people. Instead of lazily waiting for the occupied territory to just fall in his lap, he prayed that God would help him take what was promised. Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary: "The enterprise was in all probability the expulsion of the Canaanites from the territory he occupied. And as this was a war of extermination which God himself had commanded, his blessing would be the more reasonably asked and expected in preserving them from all the evils to which the undertaking might expose him. The evil here, of course, is harm rather than moral evil. And you would expect that in warfare. Yes, sir.
Question. Why tie it to Joshua? Is this listed in the genealogy at around that time?
No, but at the end of Joshua's age, there were still lots
right.
left to possess. So at this time in Chronicles, we know that there were still the enemies still in the land. So why did he ask to enlarge his coast? Probably fulfilling this early command that hadn't been done. Yes?
Can we not assume that he was a younger child and so all his brothers had inherited ahead of him?
Could well be.
So he might have been dirt poor.
Mm-hmm.
So he needed land.
Yeah. Whatever it was, he was motivated and trusting God to get it done. So, on the other hand, Jabez may be pictured as asking God to enable him to restore the fortunes of his family in Israel. Since we don't really know what all this sorrow was about, it might have been some unfortunate situation, and he's asking to respond to that. He wants to repossess all the land given to his family by divine allotment. If this is the case, Jabez was seeking to repair the failures of the past within the family circle to renew the hopes of the rising generation of the future. William E. Blackstone is an example of somebody who did this. I'm not saying this is what you ought to do, just giving you an example. He lived October 6, 1841 to November 7, 1935. An American evangelist, a Christian Zionist, looking to restore Palestine to the Jews. He was influenced by Dwight L. Moody, James H. Brooks, and John Nelson Darby, early dispensationalists. In the prime of his life, while involved in the business of building and property investments, he exclaimed, "Oh, that God would give me $1 million. There have been a lot of people who ask for that. My dad, early on, determined he was going to be a millionaire. Never quite made that. But he said in this prayer, "I would use every penny for the evangelization of the world." God placed in his capable hands $5 million. And that in that time, that was an enormous, enormous amount. Blackstone was faithful to his word, became a good steward of the fund. Many came to know the Lord because Blackstone asked God to enlarge my coast. He also prayed for divine strengthening, that thine hand might be with me. Asking for God's hand shows his desire for God's guidance and his power. It is a confession of his own ignorance and weakness. If you're asking for help, you're confessing a need for help. Saint Teresa was laughed at because she wanted to build an orphanage but had only 3 shillings. She said, "With 3 shillings, Teresa can do nothing. But with God and 3 shillings, there is nothing that Teresa cannot do." Little known person working in India, in fact, I believe. John 15:5, Christ says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, or severed from me, you can do nothing." And then his prayer was for divine protection. Each morning, my wife and I, as we pray, we ask God's protection for us, for our family, for our church, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Evil can refer to moral evil, but it also can refer to harm and misfortune, as it does here and it does often in the Old Testament. Jabez knew that if he succumbed to moral evil, the chastisement of God would result in loss and harm. So it kind of ties it both together. He wanted to stay on a track that God could bless. This is like what Christ urged us to pray in the Lord's Prayer. "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Matthew Henry said that he would keep him from evil, the evil of sin, the evil of trouble, all the evil designs of his enemies, that they may not hurt him, nor grieve him, nor make him a Jabez indeed, a man of sorrow. In the original, there is an allusion to his name. Father in heaven, deliver me from evil. So again, the emphasis here is upon his trusting in the Lord for this, whether he's trying to cast out the enemies or restore something fallen, but asking for the blessing, but keeping from harm. Yes, ma'am. That's right.
That would commit to following.
Yes. Yes. Inherent in following the way of God, there is a blessing. Inherent in turning away from God, there's harm. It's part of woven into the deal. It seems to me that the order of Jabez's petitions shows a logical progression. It begins by the blessings of God to be his greatest good. This led him to a desire to a larger share of the riches that God prepared for his people. The recognition of what would require him led him to acknowledge his own ignorance and weakness, and then ask for guidance and empowerment. Then he did not desire independence, but asked for the fatherly protection of God. Finally, we see he answered the answer that he receives, and God granted him that which he requested. The ultimate test of every prayer is ultimately, finally, the answer that it receives. The answer received, God granted him. Granted here is more literally brought about. What he was asking for, God brought it about. It's not exactly the same as he gave it to him. It is in the ultimate sense, but God brought it about, and he had to do it. The fulfillment of his desires was not due to luck, but came as a result of God bringing it to pass. Eliza M. Hickok wrote this: I know not by what methods rare, but this I know, God answers prayer. I know that if he's given his word, which tells me prayer is always heard and will be answered soon or late, and so I pray and calmly wait. I know not if the blessing sought will come in just the way I thought, but leave my prayers with him alone, whose will is wiser than my own. Assured that he will grant my quest or send some answer far more blessed. And the thing I want to emphasize in this is that he gave him the exact answer, that which he requested. Jabez received what he asked for. The answer is evidence that his prayer was in the will of God for him. Whatever it was, we're not quite sure. We see the essence of it, but not the detail. This was in the will of God. He was in the will of God. And so it becomes a great emphasis to us that prayer is something that we may deal with personally, asking for God's blessing, for God's increase, for God's strength and guidance, and for God's protection. 1 John 5:14-15, this is the confidence we have in or concerning him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. We know that he hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. The prayer of Jabez furthered Jehovah's intention for his people. Jameson Fawcett Brown says, God in this instance proved that he was not only the hearer, but the answerer of prayer. It's one thing to hear the prayer, nod gravely, you know. It's another thing to answer. This prayer of faith, desiring only God's will and the honor of his name, is always a mighty power for the advancement of the kingdom of God. So let me just urge you in our prayer time tonight to recognize that what we're doing is called corporate prayer. The body praying. Your individual prayer for your individual needs are quite allowable. God intends that to be the case. And when it is done in His will, He will not only grant it, He'll grant what you request. Several times Christ says something like that to the one who is wanting to be healed. You know, according to your faith, make it so, and so on. So we want it to be in the will of God. So Jabez honored for being a man of prayer, and perhaps in that very thing, more honorable than even his brethren. Comments or questions? All right, let's take our prayer requests. We are praying for the